Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneur. And our next guest, is Jerome Williams, who is a master franchisee in North Jersey and northern eastern Pennsylvania for Fantastic Sam's Franchise Hair Salons. And as a master franchisee, Jerome helps his franchisees with marketing, management, advertising, finding real estate, training, and obtaining business financing. Jerome is also one of the owners of Fantastic Sam's Hair Salon in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, and is a current member of the IFA's Minorities and Franchising Committee. And he's also been a speaker at the IFA's annual international conventions and is the former president of the New Brunswick, New Jersey Business Network International, called BNI Chapter. And Jerome is also the founder of Global Franchising Group, and we're also being joined by Boynton Weeks, who is Jerome's business partner. And Boynton, I think, is also a graduate of the same school, Don, that you and I attended, Fairleigh Dickinson University.
Right.
Jerome and Boynton, happy holidays, guys. Welcome to the show.
Happy holidays to you, and thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Happy holidays, guys.
Thanks, guys. And again, Don, I know you wanted to say hello to Jerome and Boynton.
Yeah, quick comment for each of you guys. Hopefully you're doing well. Jerome, sure you're very busy. You know, definitely impressed with a lot of stuff you have going on here. Marty and I made a comment before. How do you find time to do all this? But that's great. I just have one quick question, Jerome. Where's all my financing business in Leeds?
I
never hear from you.
What did you get, Jerome? That was a long introduction, Jerome. I was running out of breath. Oh, God. Boynton, are you a graduate of Fairleigh Dickinson, aren't you? I think you went to school. That's fantastic.
I went on a franchise event, I guess, about 3 or 4 months back, right, Don?
The first time we probably seen each other, because Boynton and I both attended Fairleigh Dickinson University up in Rutherford, New Jersey. And,
right.
I graduated in 86, and isn't it incredible, Boynton, that it's been 20 years or so since you graduated? I mean, it's incredible. But I know personally I had a lot of good memories from the school, and Boynton, didn't I used to beat you at sports a little bit up there?
Not quite. I think it was the other way around.
Oh, that's what you told me, Boynton. So. Oh, that's so good.
Fraternities were envious of each other on the gridiron.
it was a small campus Boynton and I went to, because that thing was put up into three campuses. Unfortunately, since then they've closed the Rutherford campus. That's where FDU started. But yeah, there were murals. It was a small campus. Everybody knew each other, and a lot of people were at the same parties and so forth. So I mean, college goes so quickly. A lot of good memories. And yes, when I saw you, Boynton, I guess it was 6 to 12 months ago, as soon as I saw you, I recognized you, because we just saw a lot of each other just being on a small campus.
Right, right.
So
right,
I think absolutely. That we can,
I think
you know,
the difference, Don, is I have a lot less hair now than I did about 20 years ago.
I don't cut yourself short, Boynton. You're still handsome.
Jerome and Boynton, I wanted to start off by congratulating you guys. Entrepreneurs Top 500, I don't know if you guys seen it. It just came out this week, and Fantastic Sam's actually just jumped up the ladder. You guys moved from 45 to the 39th position. So you guys are slowly approaching that number one spot. Fantastic Sam's is the largest full-service hair care franchise with more than 1,350 salons. And Fantastic Sam's has recently been recognized by one of my favorite magazines, I think yours too, Don, Franchise Times, as one of the top beauty franchises in the nation. So needless to say, you guys are doing a fantastic job. Can you tell our listening audience where you guys are calling from today?
Well, in honor of – can you hear me okay?
I can. Hey, great.
Okay, in honor of the holiday season, I'm actually calling you from the lobby of Toys R Us in beautiful Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
You're cheating.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay. Oh, geez. Well, it's one of our favorite states, Jerome, New Jersey, so.
I'm actually calling you from Hamilton, a location in Hamilton, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, okay, fantastic. Okay, great. I guess, Jerome, I'll start with you. What were you doing before joining Fantastic Sam's?
Before joining Fantastic Sam's, I actually was involved in the medical industry for 10 years as a sales rep, working for some of the larger companies such as Johnson & Johnson and Baxter Healthcare, which eventually changed their name to Cardinal Healthcare, selling medical equipment and supplies to hospitals in New York and New Jersey, dealing specifically in the ICUs, CCUs, and the operating rooms.
That's interesting. So so you didn't have a background in beauty salons. It sounds like it's more a background in sales and marketing, Jerome.
Exactly. Not a background in beauty salons and, marketing, sales, and a little bit of management.
Right. That's fantastic. And believe in yourself, is it part of the global franchising group, with Jerome, or Fantastic Sam's?
Okay. The global franchising group is actually made up of three partners, of which I obviously am one of them.
Right.
My background largely was in marketing, management, and human resources for a large aligned commercial insurance carrier called Chubb Corporation.
Oh, great. Okay,
I
sure.
spent about 9 years in management there and 13 years with the company prior to, along with Jerome and George Jackson, forming Global Franchising Group.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
Hey, Jerome, what intrigued you about Fantastic Sam's? What was it? How did you get started with them?
Well, ironically, I knew I was going to do something entrepreneurially. So my last couple of years in corporate America, I would actually meet with a business broker / franchise broker twice a year for the last couple of years just to see what opportunities were coming to the area. And at one year, late 2002, the franchise broker actually mentioned Fantastic Sam's. Now, initially, I was not interested in hair care, but it was the system in which they had that intrigued me. Fantastic Sam's is kind of unique, but their system is actually catching on more today than it was even then. But it's set up in kind of a three-tier format where you have corporate headquarters located centrally somewhere, and now it's in Boston, Massachusetts. And then you have regional owners, which actually act as the local franchisor, and then you have the franchisees.
Okay.
So that system was very intimate. The franchisees that we helped develop, they provided us with a royalty stream for the services that we provide to them. That intrigued me, and the hair care industry being the third largest industry within the franchise industry actually intrigued me as well, because I looked at it as kind of a necessity, one of those personal hygiene things that you necessarily can't get around. So it was something that everyone was going to have to use.
People have to eat, people have to get their hair cut, so you really saw an industry that wasn't going to have the ups and downs. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned you went through a franchise broker, and that's something Martin and I will discuss in the future, and what you guys get involved with, because people out there want to, have to decide, do I just try to find a franchise on my own or go out there and get some help? So that was that was a big part of you getting professional help, somebody in the franchise industry, which helped to tell you a lot about Fantastic Sam's and helped for you to make your decision. So that's interesting how you started.
Yeah, that's interesting, Doc, because I think, Jerome, you know, in the franchise world, it's a pretty small universe. I think David Levine, I think he had a similar experience where, when he was looking to buy a franchise, he also used a franchise broker, and he was very happy, with his the outcome. He wasn't interested in going into a beauty salon or anything like that. He did reference that, but, the sales or business coaching kind of thing made a lot of sense to him, and he didn't know about that, and you didn't really know about Fantastic Sam, so it's kind of interesting how it worked out in a positive way for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jerome Boynton, tell us a little bit about the history of Fantastic Sam's and the organization, please.
Go ahead, Bill.
Sure. Sam's has been in business, since we opened our first unit back in July of 1974, and really started franchising the concept back in 1976, our first franchise unit was actually in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
The nice part about it is we've been in the game, at the game, a long time. We understand it at all levels. And since that time, we've been able to open close to 1,400 units in four countries. So, we're pretty well entrenched in it. It's not a fly-by-night organization, which is nice. We understand the history. Touching base with what Jerome was saying earlier, this is a $59, almost $60 billion industry for which we happen to be well-positioned
to capitalize on all of the various growth areas that are beginning to present themselves. So we think we're well positioned, and specifically in New Jersey, we have currently about 12 units, and we're looking to expand that to 50 to 60 units over the next 5 to 7 years.
That's great. It's pretty aggressive.
Try and get one right here in the Hazlitt and Homedale area, guys.
Yeah.
It's right back here. I need a fan. My hair's growing out of control here.
Gerald, how would you... Just one other point on that, because you mentioned some statistics earlier, and you talked about the growth in our ranking from number 45 to number 39 as far as Entrepreneur Magazine. Real proud, real happy about that accomplishment. Another recent accomplishment is we were, for the first time, named one of the top 30 hottest franchises in the November issue of Black Enterprise Magazine.
Wow, that's
another accomplishment that we're real proud of.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. You're going to have to put that on your website. I missed that. How would you describe the Fantastic Sam's franchise system, Boynton or Jerome? I know it's a kind of like, from my research, it's like a salon-like atmosphere.
Yeah, I just touched basically pretty quickly on that. I mean, the nice part about it is the value proposition as we see it is being able to go to a very nice, decorated salon.
Right.
Bring, the mother, the wife, the husband, the children, and offer a full range of services, be it cuts, colors, perms, highlights, relaxers, texturizing, mustache and beard trims for the father at an affordable price. So under one roof within four walls, we can entertain the entire family at an affordable price. So that really is the value proposition and how we are able to differentiate ourselves from our competition.
Okay, that's great. What about the locations, Boyd? It seems like you guys are, anchored a lot, at strip malls or, next to grocery stores or drug stores. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We prefer the anchored centers, where there's high traffic, high visibility, easy access, and conveniently located. We find that those factors, along with a well-run Fantastic Sam's business operation, increases the likelihood of success.
And Don and Marty, if I could just add to that, those are one of our successful locations. The other, what we call kind of selection B location, are the neighborhood strip malls, which are, very prevalent and prominent within New Jersey, where it may be anchored by like a CVS, a Starbucks, a Dunkin' Donuts, which I heard you guys mention earlier, but it has a good smorgasbord and plethora of other franchise tenants because they all create walk-up traffic, and that's what all of us are looking for, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, Quiznos, Fantastic Sam's. We're all looking for the walk-up traffic that invites the customer in, and then it's our responsibility to keep that customer coming back.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point. You guys both know I'm involved with financing. A lot of times that's the toughest part of the whole process is, someone find that nice location and lease, and sometimes there's delays, leases fall through, sometimes several different companies are fighting for that same location. So you find a nice location, put traffic by an anchor, and combine that with the strength of the franchise, and that franchisee will be in good shape. So that's a good point.
All right, boy, enjoy. Can you guys stick... Can you guys hold up? Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.